Welcome into the Snapped Podcast. My name is Tyler Kluver, and I am a former Division I athlete turned entrepreneur. I run my own fitness and nutrition coaching business, as well as a sports media brand that produces podcasts, sells merchandise, and creates exclusive paid content. The fun part is I don't really know what I'm doing as a business owner. I'm just figuring it out day by day. This show, Snapped, acts as an audio journal for my thoughts and ideas on fitness, health, business, mindset, and whatever else I find important on the pursuit to personal happiness and a balanced life. I hope you can take something from the show that makes your life a little bit better. And regardless, I'm just happy you're here. Let's have a day. Let's go.
Welcome in, Snap Podcast. Quick one today. And as I say that normally, I understand that then I say, oh, it's going to be a 10-minute episode, and then it's 23 minutes long. Today's actually going to be a quick one. It's one of those days where I am on the clock because of a child. And anyone who's out there who has children knows that when you're on the clock, especially this kind of clock, it's nap time. As I look down to my left on the monitor, there's a quiet sleeping baby. And so even just explaining this to you is wasting time. Y'all know what I'm talking about, if you know what I'm talking about. Today, we're going to talk about rowing. And rowing's fun, kind of, not really. We did a rowing progression. We've talked about this, the CrossFit Open, which I performed great on, just phenomenal, just put out a really great average performance there. Got in the way of me doing this podcast, this specific episode, about a month ago. But we roll back around on it the week of the first open workout, which would have been 4 weeks ago. I completed a 2K row, a 2,000 meter row, four time trial as part of the final workout in a, 12, 15, 18, 21, 23, technically a 24, workout progression. I skipped because of the density of training in that last week. I skipped the final actual training workout. Soft by me. But I used this rowing progression And I want to be clear that this is actually a cardio progression, the way that this was built. And I'll explain that in a second. But I use this rowing progression to sort of get around the intensity that I was not able to produce through traditional CrossFit metabolic conditioning workouts. Now, what does that mean? It's a lot of fancy words. I used rowing, which didn't aggravate my back injury, which is interesting because there's a lot of hinging. But I think we figured out that my injury is aggravated and bothered more by compression. And the rowing motion is more of a shear force. And it really, you know, other than general rowing fatigue, it never really did aggravate the low back. And to be quite honest, the low back has felt great recently. I've got it to a point where knock on wood, we're doing really well with that. But doing this progression was part of keeping it that way, or moving towards a spot where I could be pretty confident in my back again. Why rowing? Well, rowing is a full body workout. I could have done running, although it was the winter. I started this thing in like the first week of January. Could have been on the bike, could have done, a progression on the Peloton, which I never do. Or I could have even done a progression on the Echo bike, which would be absolutely brutal. And is something I'm considering because I think it's good for you. But rowing, I feel like out of all of the cardio domains, is going to give you the most bang for your buck, total body fitness experience. It was my theory, and it not really a theory, it's more of a my understanding and philosophy that if I'm going to only be able to do cardio and some low rep strength, the best way for me to do that is hit all the movements on the strengths and do intense but low rep. And on the cardio, I need to go hard as fuck. I need intensity out the wazoo. I'm talking like hurt, pain cave, mental capacity, reaching the dark place, breaking down mental barriers, finding new realms within your fitness capability and how hard you can push. Intensity drives results, right? So for anyone who's ever been on a rower longer than, well, gosh, even your average person, 30 seconds to a minute can hurt pretty damn bad. But yeah, if for anyone who's ever been on a rower for, let's call it a 1K or greater distance, you can derive some pretty damn good adaptation and pain on the rowing machine. Works the arms, works the legs, works the lungs. And those are three vital components of your fitness. And so how was this structured? This was a program that I got straight off of the Concept 2 website. Concept 2 is the brand that makes the gold standard machines when it comes to rowers, ski ergs, and bike ergs. I'm pretty sure that if you go to every collegiate rowing club or team in the country, you're going to see 20, 30, 40, I don't know, 60 Concept 2 rowers. There's a lot of rowers out there on the market, but this is the gold standard. Right off of their website. Training for a 2,000 meter rowing erg test. 12-week training program, workout details, monitoring progress, understanding pacing. There was some extra sheets to this. I believe it was actually 4 sheets long. I have 2 sheets in my hand. I'm just holding the tracking sheets. It was 3 days a week with an optional 4th day each week that I do believe would have helped me a lot. I think I could have taken off maybe another second or two on my improvement. And boy, did I improve. Like, that's not to say I'm not happy with the progress, because holy shit, I am. Let's throw that out front. Day 1 of this program is a time trial, and day 24 of this program is a time trial. Or if you do the day 4 optional day, we'll talk about why it was optional. It would have been a 32 workout progression. So the last workout is obviously your retest. It's like a fucking spelling test. You pretest and then you do the post test. On my pretest, I rode a 2K in 6 minutes, 56 seconds, 56.3 seconds. I also wrote down my paces for every 500 that I did throughout the course of this. Throughout the course of this progression. And in that first 2K, I rode a 40.1, 140.1, 144.9, 146.7, 144.6. Coming in just 3.7 seconds under 7 minutes, which is about an average of 144.9. Yeah, it's like an average of a 144.1. 145 gets you a 7 minute, so 144.1. Yeah. That's okay. It's all right. I tested out and I rode a 6 minute and 34.1 second 2K. You do the math on that. That is a subtraction of 22.2 seconds. And I know that may not sound like a lot, but I want you to equate this to the mile run. And actually in running, most people are going to see a much greater drop if you were to do something like this, simply because most people aren't doing that kind of fitness. I was at a very high relative intensity and fitness level before I started this thing, and I was still able to drop 22 seconds on a 6 to 7 minute time frame workout. That's a lot. Average of a 138 and a half pace on the test out 2K. And here we are at 11 minutes and I haven't even said anything. So congrats. So this program worked, right? And this program was very simple. Each day during the week, once you got into the program, you were doing some variation of 4 minute, 2 minute, or 6 minute intervals. 4 minute, 2 minute, or 6 minute intervals. You are resting almost every workout until you got to the final week, the seventh and eighth week. So for the bulk of the program, you are doing a 2-to-1 work to rest ratio. And that is for every day. Doesn't matter if it's the six minute interval day or the 2 minute interval day, you are resting half the amount of time of your working intervals. So on that first training workout of the program, you're doing 4 by 4 minutes with 2 minutes rest between. That next workout, you're doing 6 by 2 minutes with 1 minute rest between. And then when you get to the 6 minute, you know, the first 6 minute interval workout was 3 by 6 minutes, 3 minutes rest in between, always resting for half of the time that you were working. And the goal is basically this, you know, that first week you do 4 by 4 minutes with 2 minutes rest. The next week you do 4 by 4 with 2 minutes rest, same workout. So the variable that you're trying to change there is you're trying to go faster. Very simple instruction on the bottom of the page. That's literally it. This is the only instruction on how to go week to week. Use your recorded pace from previous workouts to plan for the next. If the workout is the same as the previous week, see if you can improve your pace. If the workout has more intervals than the previous week, see if you can maintain the same pace. So that's how we went. And it worked from, you know, the first week of workouts was 4 by 4 minutes, 3 by 6 minutes, 6 by 2 minutes, all the way up to 6 by 4 minutes, 4 by 6 minutes, and 10 by 2 minutes. In the what I would call the taper week a little bit, it gives you a little bit more rest per interval based on your work to rest ratio, because it actually would drop 1 minute off of the working intervals. And instead of 2, 4, and 6 minute intervals, you did 1, 3, and 5 minute intervals with the same amount of rest as the workouts with an extra minute added to the working spot. The fourth workout each week that was optional was a what we would call the zone two. It would be your low, steady state, kind of aerobic base building. The rest, very much so interval, anaerobic, intense, zone four, zone five, threshold type work. And then they were adding in at the beginning, week one, a 5K row at a consistent pace. That's all it asks for. 5K, week two, 5K, week three and four, a 6K, week five and six, an 8K, and week seven and eight, a 10K. So, you know, you're looking at a 5K row for someone like me, a 5K row at a consistent pace is probably going to be, you know, again, this is like a zone two kind of thing. It's going to be around like a 155 pace.
Maybe a 2 minute pace.
I know I rode several 10Ks back in the end of 2023 when I was doing some zone two rows. actually a little bit more than 10K because I was just going for 45 minutes and my pace was about 201, 202 per 500. And that would have helped. I do believe that doing those extra, you know, over the course of the entire program, that's 10, 22, 38, 58,000 meters, 58,000 more meters. You know, you're looking at probably 3 to 4 hours worth of extra rowing. Maybe upwards of 5 hours just sitting on the rower over the course of 8 weeks. And that extra aerobic base building in the modality would have given me extra reps, extra time to work on form, extra time for my body just to work on clearing lactate and clearing muscle waste, energy, workout waste during that specific exercise of rowing. I think it might have given me a second or two, and maybe if I run this back, I'll do those zone two rows. But with me also having to train for the open and having to be careful about total volume, I didn't see it fit to add a fourth dedicated day of rowing. Granted, it would have been low intensity. I needed to work on other stuff, and I only had so much time and energy. The first 4 weeks of this is considered cycle one. The second 4 weeks is considered cycle two. And they actually recommend that if you'd like to go, you know, I read it in the beginning, it's a training for a 2K row test, 12-week program. To run this out to its full extent, which I didn't because of the open, but would have if not, you actually go through cycle two, weeks 5, 6, 7, and 8 twice. So you finish week 8, you go back to week 5, and you repeat it. This is one of those things where it is a dedicated effort every single day. You're probably not doing anything else in this session if you're doing these sessions correctly. By the end of this, you know, 4 by 6 minutes with 3 minutes rest between, or 6 by 4 minutes with 2 minutes rest between, you're getting up to a volume, 10 by 2 minutes with 1 minute rest in between. You're getting up to the workout itself is 30 minutes. 30 minutes from the time you start the first interval. That doesn't include your warm up or a very highly suggested cool down, at least in my opinion. Anytime you do a very high intense aerobic session or cardio session, where you're doing some kinds of sprints on a rower or a bike or a ski erg or whatever else, highly recommended to flush for at least 5 minutes, probably upwards of 10. So let's say you do a 5 minute flush on the end of that 30 minute volume. That's 35 minutes. And I don't know about you guys, but even at 30 years old this year in 2024, my warm-up, I need at least 10 minutes. I prefer 15. So you throw that on the front end with a little bit of stretching in there, and you're now at 50 minutes to an hour of work. And this leaves you in the dust. I mean, this leaves you, if you give the effort to these intervals, and here's the fun thing, right? You have to be somewhat smart. In that first week, you can't come out at 100% and die on the floor after your first couple workouts, because the paces that you set in that first week sets the paces for the entire 8 or 12 week span. Your goal is to maintain those paces at greater numbers of intervals or increase the paces when the intervals stay the same across every single week that you come back. You're always getting better somehow in this program. And so in the beginning, I'm rowing 4 minute intervals, 4x4 at a 146 pace. And by the end of this thing, I'm rowing 4 minute intervals at a 143 pace. You know, I cut 3 seconds off of my pace for those things. Not only that, but instead of 4x4, it's 6x4. So I've increased the total volume of the workout by 50%. And I've increased the pace on all six of those intervals by 3 seconds. This isn't just a rowing workout. Any single person who wants to improve their VO2 max, which mine is fairly high right now, in part because of this program, this is simply a time frame program. Pick a modality. Pick a movement. And you start week one with a test. Whatever test you want that to be. For the row, it was 2K. For a run, it could be a mile. That's probably the equivalent. For a ski erg, I think it would also be like a 2K. For the bike, I think generally you times by three. So if you're going to do like a bike time trial, you do like a 3 mile time trial on the bike. And then you just work at 2 and 4 and 6 minute intervals. And you try and increase pace. 2-to-1 work to rest. If you want the program, search Concept 2, 2K program, 2K row program, and it'll pop up. It's just on their website. They're giving it away for free. And this could literally take you to places you've never been. I'm considering just transferring it into a mile program to run a PR mile. I'm very curious. I don't know. We'll see. Thought this was going to be a short episode today. Thought it might have been a little bit more thought out. Maybe not. Point is, if you want to get better, you got to put in work. And right here is 20 plus workouts, 20 plus sessions of me getting on the rower. Sometimes there's anxiety with that, especially when you know how workouts felt. There was several workouts. One workout in particular during this, I believe it was in week 4 or 5. See if I can find the... I don't remember quite which one it was. I want to say it was the 6x4 minutes in week 6. Where, you know, nutrition or recovery or something was off that day. And in the final... In the final interval, heart rate was through the roof. Obviously, it always was. And my body started to shut down. In the last interval, every time I would push away from the rower and pull, my quads would cramp and grab and hold on. My lats started to do the same. I finished the workout and I was okay. I kind of shook it off. We got it done. I hopped on the bike to do my cool down. And just pedaling at a crawling speed, my quad cramped on the bike, sent my entire lower half into a full lower body cramp, which I was stuck in for over a minute. I couldn't get out of it. I was locked up. And that messed me up. And those are the kind of things that you're going to encounter if you find the edge, if you find... sort of the place where you haven't pushed before. And those are the things that we're trying to do with, at least within my fitness. You don't have to go that hard, but if I don't go that hard personally, I feel like I'm leaving results on the table. And so I will take a 656 down to a 634. And the 634, I needed, you know, probably a little bit of help on that too. I did it in the gym. I did most of these sessions in the garage by myself. I did the row test in the gym with my buddy behind me screaming at me from about 600 or 700 meters left when I really wanted to just dog it and not pull that hard. When I did this 2K row test at the end, I was in another dimension. I laid there for 10 minutes hurting bad. I was... it was the only thing I did that day. I had no energy left to do a single thing. And I sold my soul to get that 634. I would love to someday pull that down under 630. I think it's possible. I've tried to maintain over the last few weeks at least one intense rowing workout per week so that I don't just lose all of this rowing capacity that I've gained. I've since done a 900 meters by three with 3 minutes and 30 seconds rest in between at a super high intensity. So almost you're basically doing 3 1K repeats. I think I did that at a very close, or if not the exact same pace, like a 138.5. The week after, I know I did something like 10 by 2 minutes again or something like that. So been trying to stay up on it. I think I'm going to do the rowers built-in test, 10 rounds of 140, a minute 40 work with 20 seconds rest. And you make the sixth round a break for the full 2 minutes. So you go basically 5 and 4. And you see what pace you can hold. I got a lot out of this. Incredible results. Didn't do a lot of bodybuilding or movements that would have kept a lot of hypertrophy during this time frame either. Again, I was focusing mainly on power and aerobic capacity. And when you row hard, the quad definition and the biceps and lats get a serious workout. And I think we actually gained muscle during this. And if you look at big time rowers, you would not be mad to look like one of them. So that's what we had to say about the rowing program. Turn it into just a cardio progression program, working on intervals. If you haven't ever done a program like this, I highly suggest you do. You'll not only find results that you have never seen before physically, but mentally you will take yourself to places if you want it bad enough that you have never been. I know I did. And that's all I got for today. Apologize for the low energy and 27 minutes worth of talking about rowing, but today's just one of those days. No excuses though. Got to still get my workout in today. It's going to happen even though the kid's home sick. Kind of sick. She was sick last night. She really was fine this morning, but getting the podcast in during nap one, and I'll get the workout in during nap two. Excuses are not fucking valid. You have to get it done. We'll talk to you next time.